Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning. Sefer Tanya, generously sponsored by Marilyn and Michael Fedak. We remain indebted to them. Please help yourself to coffee, slushy pastries out of Rav Shaya La Corner as we get started with Perek Yud Aleph of Sefer Tanya, the 11th chapter of Sefer Tanya. We last left off in the 10th chapter. The Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe, was teaching us about the difference between the different types of tzaddikim. Early in the Sefer, we were introduced to five categories of people. All people fit into one of five categories. The complete tzaddik, the incomplete tzaddik, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik v'ralo, the beinoni, halavai beinoni, which is what we strive for. The tzaddik is not chalila, we would never say out of reach, but so lofty and so challenging, so difficult, halavai beinoni. And then the opposite of those two types of tzaddikim, we have the two types of rishayim, the complete rasha, and the incomplete Rasha, the Rasha Viralo, Rasha Vitovlo, and that's where the Alter Rebbe picks up Perek Yud Aleph, with the concept of the two types of Rishoyim. V'zelu umazeh, referencing a pasuk in Koheles, Hashem always makes one thing opposite the other. So there's an equilibrium and a balance in the world. There always is one thing opposite the other. It's not tilted or stinted in one direction more than the other. In order to maintain a sense of free will, so that there isn't a bias or there isn't a predisposition for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to preserve the purpose of creation, which is free will, to make choices in this world, we expressed our free will by having Zelu Umazeh, one thing opposite the other, equal opportunities, equal alternatives in front of us. So therefore, the forces of evil, the opportunities of Klipa, of Sitra Achra, of indulging the other side, mirror the forces of good. They mirror the Yetzer HaTov, the pull, the gravitational pull towards the good. So Rasha V'Tovlo L'Umas Tzadik V'Ralo. The Rasha V'Tovlo, this category of individual, someone who is a Rasha B'Tov Lo, it corresponds with his opposite, the Tzadik V'Ralo. So what did Tzadik V'Ralo mean? We saw in the last parak that the incomplete Tzadik, or the Tzadik V'Ralo, means that that individual has overwhelming good. The tzaddik, both categories of tzaddik externally are doing all the right things. That's important to remember. Both categories of tzaddik, the Rebbe says, on the outside, doing all the right things, making all the right choices, overcoming the urge to do the wrong thing. The whole description of ralo tovlo, complete or incomplete, is reflecting what's happening inside that person. On the outside, the way they measure is all good, a tzaddik. But what's happening on the inside? What struggle? What residue of Ra, what presence of Klipa or Sitra Achra is still there? So we learned in the last parak, the incomplete tzaddik, or the tzaddik v'ra lo, is overwhelmingly good, but there is a negligible, minuscule amount of Ra that remains that is overwhelmed by the good. In other words, the tzaddik v'tov lo looks at and sees a world and only sees elokus. Doesn't see in food, in sleep, in anything, in appetite, in urge, doesn't even see a possibility of misusing and abusing it. Only v'tov lo, all they see is good and the invitation and opportunity to connect to Hashem. The tzaddik v'ralo, the tzaddik who makes all the right decisions, but ra lo, still has ra, says, I'm going to overcome the urge. I overcome the instinct. I make the right decision. I do the right thing, but ra lo, there's still a shtickle, a bissel, there's still a little bit, some residue of ra. So the Rasha V'tov Lo is the opposite. The Rasha, the incomplete Rasha, is the conceptual opposite of the Tzaddik V'ralo. Dehainu, says the Alter Rebbe, Sha'tov Shebenavsho Elokis Shebemocho V'chol Yemani Shebelibo. In the incomplete Rasha, the good in their divine soul, the Nefesh Elokus, found both in the brain and the right chamber of the heart, right, the Alter Rebbe described to us the right chamber, the left chamber, where is good, where is evil. And we discussed, was the Rebbe giving us an anatomy lesson? Did he mean it literally anatomically? Or did he mean the head versus the heart? Which one initiates and which one controls the other? Is at least to some extent suppressed and voided by the evil in the left chamber of the heart, which comes from Klipa. So just as the status of incomplete tzaddik is divided into, subdivided into many categories. When we talk about the incomplete tzaddik, who ra lo has some ra, it doesn't mean that it's all universal the same amount. Different people have different amount of ra'lo. What's your background? What's your history? What's your struggle? What's your makeup? What's your internal family system? What's happening in your life, in your world, will determine the level of ra that the tzaddik ra lo is facing. And similarly, the rush of the tov lo, it depends. The mischalik gamken lirivvos madregos chalukos. The incomplete rush is subdivided into tens of thousands of different levels. They don't all look the same. The tzaddik on the outside is doing all the right things. It's what's happening inside. The rush on the other hand is doing all the wrong things on the outside. We're not talking about on the outside, we're talking about the inside. So for example, at one extreme, there's the person whose good is suppressed and voided by his evil to a minuscule extent. And even then, it might not be a permanent state or even a common one. It doesn't happen all the time, and it doesn't happen at frequent intervals. But only on rare occasions, the ra is mizgaber alatov, kovish sa'ira ketanu aguf. So two prakim ago, the Alter Rebbe described that our body is like a territory that there's a battle over. Which ruler will conquer? Whose rules? Which ruler? Which laws? The body is like this territory, and there's a battle going on. Which god, which soul, the godly soul, the animal soul, who's going to be the ruler? Who's going to conquer the territory? Who's going to set the laws? Who's going to dictate? So in this war, on this Ir Ketana, on this small city that is the Guf, that there's a battle taking place over, so only on rare occasions will the Ra in him overwhelm the good, conquering his body, the small city. And even then, his evil may not conquer all of his body, but only part of it. Which will obey the whim of evil. So the Rasha, the Tov Lo, he's a Rasha, but he still has Tov. He still has Tov. There is a presence of good. He sees the possibility of connecting to Hashem. He sees that locus instead of ego. He's a Rasha on the outside. He keeps indulging, keeps failing, keeps coming up short, keeps making mistakes. But v'tov lo, in that internal world, which matters, it's a huge, huge emphasis and focus of Tanya, is that, and these prakim that we're learning right now in particular, is that our internal world, it matters enormously. There's the external world of our action, and ultimately, that's the expectation of Hashem. And the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Rebbe doesn't reference this, Talmud Yerushalmi says that given the choice between the two, Hashem says, I'd rather you deny my existence but obey my laws. So Yerushalmi and Chagi, Hashem says, I'd rather you question and doubt whether I exist, but you do what I ask. Because by doing what we ask, we'll come to remember and recognize and realize and live that He exists. But as much as we say what matters is the expectations, the outer world, the mitzvos, the system of halacha, it's what counts, it's the expectation He has of us. Don't do it at the expense, don't neglect or dismiss the critical importance of the inner world. This tzaddikim on the outside, they all look exactly the same. But the tzaddik v'ra'lo, tzaddik v'tovlo, it's their inner world that differentiates them. The two rishayim, Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha v'ra'lo on the outside, look exactly the same. It's the internal world that defines them. And even the Beinoni. The Beinoni, we began the Sefer learning, the Beinoni also, like the Tzaddik, is making all the right decisions. And therefore, you can't help but wonder and be bothered, what's the difference between the two types of Tzaddikim and the Beinoni? All three of these categories seem to be the same, but they're not. What differentiates them is that internal world. Chevra, be aware of your internal world. Be in conversation with your internal world. Know your different parts. And speak to your different parts and regulate and be in control and be in conversation and listen to what your different parts are saying. It's not just about doing the right thing on the outside. It's about the conversation happening on the inside, our internal world. What an area, an arena of life that we so often neglect. Our whole yeshiva system focuses on Bein Adam Lamakom and Bein Adam Lachavero. Talk about our relationship with Hashem through tefillah, and through Talmud Torah, through the observance of mitzvot, that's our relationship with Hashem. And then we focus on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, have good midos, treat others nicely, practice Avos Yisrael. But what about Bein Adam L'Atzmo? What about our relationship with ourselves? The conversations we're having with ourselves, the internal voice. Are we listening? Are we in conversation? Are we regulating? Are we focused? That's what the Alter Rebbe is focused on here in Tanya. On the outside, two types of tzaddikim and the Beinoni all look the same. their inner worlds are categorically different. The two types of Rishayim on the outside look the same, but their inner world is different. The incomplete Rasha may be overcome by his evil only rarely, to a minimal extent, but at that moment, when that Rasha indulges that evil voice, even if it's only occasionally, infrequently, at rare intervals, but in that moment he becomes a vehicle and a garment for evil, which become dressed in one of the animal soul's three garments. What are the, by now you should know, what are the three garments of the animal soul? Speech, thought, and action, which was a big chiddush. We understood that speech and action were garments of the soul, but until the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, introduced it, I would have thought that thought is not one of the garments of the soul, it's part of the inner world, not the outer world. But amazingly, the Alter Rebbe says, thought also is a garment of the soul. Thought is part of the outer world. It's not the core and essential part of who we are. It's sort of superimposed on it, and therefore it's one of the garments of the godly soul. It's one of the garments of the covering that comes from the world of the animal soul. So when a person indulges, makes a mistake, when a person thinks the wrong thought or says the wrong thing or does the wrong thing, even if it's infrequent, even if it's occasional, even if it's rare, it doesn't matter. It is indulging that animal soul. And therefore, in that moment, it becomes a vehicle and garment of evil. A vehicle and garment of evil. Now, it's a very high standard. In Perek Aleph of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe demonstrated that a person is called a Rasha, not, you know, the way we think of a Rasha. A Rasha has a pattern. A Rasha habitually makes mistakes. A Rasha has that lifestyle. The Alter Rebbe in Perek Aleph, the Rasha is the person who, on one thing, one time, a minor mistake, even derabanan, not an issa daraisa, not an issa karis, not something severe or intense, but even something that we would call relatively minor, even violating a din derabanan, can label somebody, earn the title of a rasha, of a rasha. So he gives some examples. We'll end with this. Dahainu, oba maisa levad lasos averas kalos. So this person might be a rasha, might be in fruit, the rasha betovlo. The tov is low. They have a lot of good, a lot of tov, a lot of positive, a lot of elokus. But they've made a mistake. They've made mistakes. They've indulged ego instead of elokus in the realm of action. We're not talking about severe actions, even seemingly, relatively, what one might call minor, is enough to render a person a rasha. Or in the realm of speech, even to speak not only outright Lashon Hara, borderline Lashon Hara, or borderline Leitzanus, mockery. Not the Rasha who's ripping and cynical and gossiping and slanderous, but even the one who, relatively minor, Obe Machshava, Hirhure Avera Kashem Avera, or in the world of thought, person fantasizes and dwells and thinks about committing something, which Gemara in Yuma tells us that Yehure Avera, Kasha Mer Avera, that even the thought and the fantasy of an Avera is worse than the actual action, which is an amazing statement. Imagine how powerful that statement. To think to do the wrong thing is worse than, what do you mean? How could that be worse than doing the wrong thing? The thoughts are considered worse, Maral explains in Nesivos Olam, Rechaim Miller brings down, because they contaminate a person's highest faculty, the mind. When your body gives in to the urge, so the guf, the body is weak. But the mind is our highest faculty. The mind is where we come closest to Hashem. And when we allow and indulge and give the mind license to dwell in the world of fantasy, we've contaminated the mind. And the mind, Chachma Bin and Das, the mind is where we come closest to Hashem. Or even when a person does not contemplate committing an actual sin, but merely fantasizes about male and female in a way they shouldn't. And a person who fantasizes that way during the day, the Gemara Ksuba says, then ultimately that will lead to a transgression at night. And then the Alter Rebbe goes on with further examples of transgressions which are hard to avoid, even a pious person, like failing to study Torah at every opportunity. Again, a very high standard, but, and this is very hard to live up to, one earns the label Rasha, even minor, infrequent, relatively seemingly small, the wrong thought. And that's a Rasha. That's why Halavai Beinoni, in that moment, you could come back. That's why we say Halavai Beinoni. Alevai Beinoni. So we'll continue Perek Yud Aleph, these definitions, descriptions. But what I want to get across to you is the importance of being aware of and being in conversation with, both speaking to and listening to our parts and our inner voices and our inner world. That is everything about our Avodas Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up next week. Have a great day.